Hey.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Midday show with Andy and Randy with you here. Hump day. Noon hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. We'll get to the back page with Bo coming up in about 20 minutes, as well as Chris Goddard up, Atlanta Drive golfer. They won last night in the TGL. He hits it a really long ways. Plus, his short game is really good. Chipped in at a big moment last night for the Atlanta Drive. So we'll get Chris Goddard up in here in about 20 minutes as well. We'll get to a college football corner in just a minute.
Andy, how do your kids react to when you and your wife are being affectionate?
It depends on which one you're talking about. Like, Lily says,
usually, like, if I'm hugging my wife, I'm a cheek grabber.
Sure.
You know, they're like, "Ew, stop, daddy." She said this, we were all sitting in the kitchen and she's like, hey, daddy. And they all say, "Ew." I was like, "Ew, what?" I didn't touch her. Mm-hmm. They were like, "She called you daddy." I said, "Well, okay, like is that another gross thing?
Not to me.
I'm like,
to a kid, I could see how it definitely would be. Yeah.
To a kid that your mama call him daddy.
Yep. Yeah.
Really?
I mean, any sign of affection between.
I understand the kissing and the hugging part about it. I understand that part. But like,
when somebody calls you daddy, it's kind of like they're calling, like they're being submissive and they want she wants you to be your daddy.
I understand all that. I get all that. But all she said was. Yeah. Oh, she said, "What's that?"
Yeah,
and they got a ew.
Yeah,
no like, different than if she came in and said, "She came in and said, hey, lover," that'd probably be the same reaction.
Or baby.
Okay, if my wife ever comes in into me and says, "Hey, lover,"
hello, lover,
who you cheating on me with? Who you cheating on me? Who you cheating on me with?
That's not what you call me.
Yeah, I'm like, "Hey, lover."
That's somebody else's.
That sounds like something that that means she got a younger boyfriend. That sounds like something old. Well, it does, because you know when I was out in them streets, I just messed with the cougs.
Yeah,
she's like, "Oh, hi, lover."
Really?
Okay.
Interesting.
Yeah, they had that damn that 900 voice,
the smoker voice.
You call my phone. I love her.
I know. There's something real good about that.
Yeah, dog.
Really, really good.
Yeah, but I was like,
anyway, let me come back.
What the hell is wrong with y'all?
Yeah, no, they don't like any of it. Anytime me and Ashley do anything, Lily says or Jack, if we're hugging, whatever. Jack tries to get in the middle.
Yeah,
but and Jack will get like sit in Ashley's lap and kiss her and look at me.
Yeah,
and I'm like, you better get away from my wife.
Sebastian does that,
and he's like, and then he'll kiss her and be like, "It's my wife," and I'm like, "Well, you little son of a gun."
I'm like that with Sebastian. Like, hey, dog, get up off of her.
And then the worst one, I'll tell you the worst one, just a hug, anything, Boone starts barking at the top of his lungs because he's like, last time you guys did that, another one got made.
Right.
So two's enough. Two's enough. This one keeps trying to ride me and pull my ears.
Yeah, man.
Don't be creating any more of these monsters running around here. So, we got to be covert with our affection.
Oh, yeah. I was like that.
Sneak off in the closet. Nobody's around.
That is an ill? Like,
I know.
Yeah, like, get the hell out of here, man.
This is how you got here.
Exactly.
What do you mean?
Ew.
You wouldn't even be around if there wasn't for this.
Okay.
I know.
All right, so I ain't crazy.
No,
I'm sitting there looking, I'm like, what the hell? Yeah.
It does annoy me, though. It really bothers me.
What?
It's like, there's nothing gross about it.
Oh.
This is natural.
Y'all better leave me the hell alone. This is my, do you see that one? That's why
watch and learn.
That's why I don't like him around. I'm like, hey, dog, get off my lady. I don't care. I know y'all hers, too. But y'all, that's mine. I got to touch my wife.
Jack will look at me and be like, it's my wife. And then we have to fight.
Yeah, I ain't afraid to fight. You fight a toddler.
Fight a two-year-old. Yeah, it's an easy win.
Hell yeah. For the affections of my woman.
Yeah, it's easy. All right, let's get to a college football corner. All right, so there's some breaking news out of the world of college football. Caleb Downs just announces that he's headed to the NFL draft. No surprise.
Oh, yeah, like that's
– But that he announced
news?
It. Well, he announced it. So he's going.
He's going.
That man's going to be drafted in the top 10.
Yeah, Ty Simpson has
very, very good player.
Ty Simpson has also decided he's going to leave Alabama early. But, yeah, that Caleb Downs.
Carnell Tate as well from Ohio State.
Man, I'd be more surprised they stayed.
Shocked.
Yeah, shocked if they stayed. I'd be breaking news if they stayed.
Yeah, it would be less surprising if they were transferring somewhere. You know, so I'm actually going to transfer because this school is going to give me $10 million and I'm going to go do that.
Yeah.
Speaking of transferring, Washington quarterback Damon Williams, who announced on Friday, I even talked about this yesterday with BA, right?
Yep.
I was like, he said he was staying and I was excited. And then I was like, am I really excited about that? But I was because he's good.
Right.
Is not, I guess. He's entered the transfer portal. So he says he wants to enter the transfer portal.
Yeah.
Washington's like, nah, you can't go to the transfer portal. Because reportedly, Friday, when all the announcement came out that he was coming back to Washington, he signed an NIL deal.
Yeah.
And from what I've heard from pretty reliable folks is that that's around $5 million.
Mm-hmm.
And that it was signed.
Mm-hmm.
So He doesn't want to do that anymore. Okay. I guess he got better offer someplace else and wants to go do that.
Okay.
And it sounds very much like the next step is litigation. So yeah.
My thing is like, just let him go. That's my thought process. I think it's dirty and nasty, but you got to let him go.
I agree.
And I think, you know, the messed up part is the tampering aspect of it. You know, I don't like that part. That's the only thing. It's just... It's just dirty. I'm not gonna say kids because he's grown at. They're not kids. They're old enough to know that right or wrong. I don't say right or wrong because I'm not saying the kid is wrong.
Yeah,
or anything like that.
And I'm not saying. But I agree. I agree with what you're saying 100%. I do feel like we sort of excuse.
Yes.
You know, I don't know. Like I don't. Again, right or wrong, whatever. We excuse behavior that we wouldn't like. Genuinely, like generally celebrate just by saying. Well, they're kids.
Right.
Like, not really. They're not nine. Like, now they're not fully grown up.
Yes, they're still
realized adults.
And if you're saying that's five, then he's going to get what, six? What did he do from Texas Tech get?
Yeah, the report is it'll be six.
Okay.
And the report is it'll be LSU.
But that's what I'm saying. And so then you look at it from that standpoint, and if, again, you can't believe everything on the internet, but it is funny if it's true that Sam Levitt is sitting there next to Lane Kiffin courtside at an LSU basketball game.
Yeah.
And this comes out.
Yeah. I mean, the Kiffin. If this is what happened,
yes.
Like he's going to the right place and playing for the right guy.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Because the whole Kiffin saga this offseason has been insane anyway. And then for Sam Levitt to potentially be there with him, and he was there with him at the LSU game while I guess the Damon Williams thing was happening. And so, all right.
Yeah. So,
I mean, but it sounds very much, and I agree with you, like just let him go.
Yeah.
Like, let's not do. Unless, and I don't know, maybe this isn't realistic, but at some point something is going to be the thing that is too far.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if this is it.
Mm-hmm.
People's reaction to it seems to be a little bit more powerful than a lot of these. And maybe that's just because I'm looking at that because I'm a Washington fan.
I think it's just more or less because the sign, you signed something.
But are you seeing the same thing that people's reaction to this is a little bit more strong than it has been to any of the other ones before it?
I think just because of the fact that they feel like it was signed. Now, my thing with it is this. Like, it goes back to everything that we always talk about when the coaches and leave and all those different things. There are undersigned contracts. They just leave.
Who?
When coaches do it.
Sure.
You know, and so you can go back to that and everything like that. I just don't like the tampering aspect of it. I don't like the fact that you can just openly just go after a player.
On another team. With a signed NIL contract, because you didn't get
the guy that you wanted.
Right, and if I'm a player,
that's how I'd view it. Mm-hmm. Oh, you're coming to me now that you didn't get the guy you wanted.
Right.
You know, and then I'm saying I can stay somewhere where I'm comfortable, where I know, and the money's about the same, you know. And so that's the only thing I could really say about it. But yeah, it's crazy.
If it ends up being though the thing that leads to people caring enough about it to try to change all of this stuff, then great.
Yeah, but
I don't know that it actually will be.
No, I don't think it will.
Because here's the problem: like the issue with all of it is the calendar.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Like, in order to get everything aligned and have it work in a systematic way, the way that the NFL works, is that you would have to get the calendar figured out to where this isn't happening during the season and all of that.
Right.
Well, the problem with college football's calendar is college.
Yep. Pretty much.
You know?
Yeah.
These guys supposedly are beholden to a semester or quarter system, you know? As long as that's still true, technically.
Which is going to be still true.
Which it will be, because 98% of these guys don't go to the NFL.
Why are they trying to fool themselves that this is an academic thing? Which it is, but like, okay, we got to get this guy in school for the academic year. Really?
Yeah, because it's still college football.
Yeah.
you know what I mean?
Yeah, okay.
The best thing college football could do is just be football.
Yeah, because, leave the college out of it.
Because, no, these guys, yeah, no.
Come on,
I mean, I know some of them are going to college and getting a degree and taking it seriously and all that kind of stuff. But, like, if you're transferring to five schools, Your credits aren't transferred.
I'm about to say, dude, your transcript.
You're not doing a degree.
Your damn transcript looked like the damn stock market.
Yeah.
Up and down.
You're not graduating with a whatever. You're not doing that. You're trying to get to the league, which is fine. I have no problem with that.
No problem at all.
Like the facade. When's the last time a player was academically ineligible?
Oh, man.
2008?
Some AB.
I haven't heard about it in a decade.
Yeah.
Because it used to happen sometimes.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, man, he's not going to be able to play till October because he didn't get his grades right.
Yeah, man, that's the crazy thing about it. It's like, you know, because I remember, was I still in college when they started doing the got to have like 6 hours, 6 credit hours or something so you can play in a bowl game and stuff like that.
I remember that too. Yeah, another thing no one cares about.
Yeah.
Fernando Mendoza's graduated from college.
Mm-hmm.
And he's taking online classes so he could qualify, whatever.
Exactly.
He won the Heisman Trophy. It's not, it's professional football.
That's all it is,
man. Stop joking around. That's how you fix the calendar and get rid of this kind of stuff, too. Because then you could collectively bargain, and then there could be real contracts, and then there could be other benefits, and then guys would actually have to stay places, and then we wouldn't be doing this. You know what I mean? And it wouldn't be conversations about calendars and stuff like that. That'd be better.
Laughing at something. Saw this. Oh, over 1,000 different people have called Mike Jones in the last hour, Andy.
How come?
They got the. They remember the number like you.
I know, but is the song still out?
I don't know, man. Oh. FaceTime now. I think he still has the number.
That's awesome. I think Mike Jones is up to right now.
Oh, man.
Besides answering FaceTimes from
I don't know,
diehards.
Man. I don't know. Before they gave me love, I just love it. Thought I was a scrub.
Well, you were. You know, they got a bunch of money.
Yeah.
That's how it works.
Now they want you.
Yeah.
All right. I mean.
Back then, now you're hot.
Hey.
All on you.
Yeah, dog. I mean, it's one of the things. Yeah. I mean, the money part is always the fun. But the newfound fineness. I raise my hand. I got newfound fineness. when I got paper and put them rims on that damn Escalade.
Funny how that works.
I got newfound fineness. Sure enough, did.
Think
I can? You think I discriminated? Because you know what?
Who cares?
Who cares?
You're here now.
That's up around. You don't really come hang out with Abe and Buckle Up Ultra for a Hawks watch party this Friday. They take on the Denver Nuggets. Oh, Jokic is playing. It's going to be at Hudson Grill in Midtown. Love that place. Enter to win Hawks tickets or a $50 gift card to the Hawks shop. Their specials on Michelob Ultra must be 21, and please drink responsibly.
Chris Goddard's going to join us next. Golfer, yeah. Atlanta Drive. They win yesterday. They're 2-0. Championship defense off to a great start. We'll get to the back page with Bo as well. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.